Jason Smith, a middle school principal in Kentucky, met his daughter for the first time when she was in sixth grade. Her name was Raven. She'd been sent to Jason's office after getting angry in the cafeteria and throwing food at a fellow student. When Jason sat Raven down, he asked her, "Would you act that way at a restaurant?" Her answer surprised him. She'd never eaten in a restaurant, she said, because she'd spent her entire life in the foster care system. That night, Jason told his wife, Mary Beth, about Raven. She agreed that Raven had a chance to overcome her troubles if something could go in her favor. And so, they decided to adopt her. And what a difference it made. With Jason and Mary Beth to guide her forward and offer stability, Raven went on to graduate from both high school and college. Her dad, Jason, says any child who's given the proper support, love, and affection can be successful. Now, I agree, which is why I believe you can make a positive impact in the lives of children growing up without their parents. How? By helping just one. You can't adopt every orphan, but you can adopt one, or you can offer help to a family who has adopted. You can't rescue every child from tough circumstances, but you can rescue one. There's a world outside your door in need of help, and you can make a difference if you'll do for just one what you wish you could do for everybody. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Smalley.
And I'm Erin Smalley.
Marriage is an amazing gift from God, but it can also be a challenge sometimes.
That's right. We could all use a little guidance.
And that's why we started our podcast, Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage.
We talk about things like recognizing conflict cycles, dealing with stress, and how to grow your love each day.
Listen at crazylittlethingcalledmarriage.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait to see you there.